This is Randy's Rock of Life podcast. Warning, side effects of listening to us could result in fits of laughter, spontaneous dance moves, screaming in your car, and not wearing pants. These are our opinions and thoughts. We're not experts. Just ate a lot of paint chips as kids. Most importantly, don't sue us.
What did you think? We're all rolling. Thank you, guys. All and right, happy pre-Valentine's Day as
Benito.
Danny is around. He's just not feeling well. So he is skipping this one, but he's here in spirit. But what, Jose, what did you think of Super Bowl? What did you think of the game? What did you think of everything?
The game was kind of slow going. You know, I wasn't really paying a whole lot of attention because I'm not really invested in either team. But I did want the Seahawks to win. By the way, you know, we just picked up his offensive coordinator as our head coach for the Raiders. So, hell yeah. Very excited about that.
Yeah, there you go. Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Is he going to get fired after 1 year, too?
Man, we hope not. If you know what? If they fire him after 1 year, I mean, we're just a lost cause.
Do you think Pete Carroll was like, damn, fucking Seahawks? Yeah, I mean, what do you think of that?
Isn't it funny that Geno Smith left them, and the year that they left, they go to the Super Bowl the next year? That's crazy.
Yeah. It wasn't a really high-scoring game at first.
Right.
Somebody asked me earlier in the week. I said 34-14. That was my pick, Seattle. Mm. My coworkers were like, Jesus, man, fucking give fucking Pete some respect. I'm like, the way that they played against Denver, I think Denver, if they had Bo Nix, they would have won.
Yeah.
My personal opinion.
Yeah.
And we would have seen Denver and Seattle. I think that would have been a great matchup.
That would probably be better, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Willie, what do you think?
I had to double check and see what the score was.
Actually,
I forgot. Yeah.
What was the score?
29-13.
Okay. Yep. And I was like, ooh, man. And I put no money on that. But dude, I was like,
if you were playing Price is Right style, you would have won.
There you do.
Closest without going over.
Yeah. That would have been Bob.
That first half was incredibly boring.
It was very boring.
That was a very tough half of football
to
watch.
Yeah. That was rough go, man. And commercials, I didn't see anything that was via commercials that was very good. There wasn't really anything that stood out.
A lot of AI, wasn't there?
I feel like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm going to have to go back and watch later because, to be perfectly candid, Mikey was hanging out in my corner of the world. And I couldn't concentrate on the TV.
Yeah, fair enough.
Mikey demands attention.
He does. He was rooting. He was going, though, man.
He was going.
Your
pet parrot or something, Willie? What is that?
What?
Your pet. You have a pet? Who is Mikey?
Our Mikey.
Oh, your Mikey.
Yeah, he was over for the Super Bowl. Yeah, and he was drinking and having himself a good old time. Touchdown. He wanted a touchdown in the game because he wanted to do shots. Every time he's been around, he's like, if there's a touchdown, shots. And he'd done it with the Husker
game. Have we mentioned Mikey on the podcast before? Like, does everybody... He's your special needs brother-in-law. He's a barrel of fun to be around at
times. Is a barrel of fun.
But he also is high maintenance.
He is very, yes.
And so...
He's like if you took 12 Red Bulls in one day. It's a lot.
Yes.
And he drinks beer. So it's
a box of Twinkies in there.
Yeah, and he does. He's a good dude. He really is. He's honestly with Mikey, I wish I could be that, like, not worried about stuff.
Yeah. Sure.
Like that to me, like that's the one thing that like that dude, like he is just a bowl full of fun every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. But he loves watching football and he does drink beer and he's allowed to drink beer, just if anybody was asking. Yeah. Medically cleared to do that. And he's this whole part of this family and it's just a trip. But he gets really excited about football.
Very excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. My late father-in-law wanted and my late would have been my brother-in-law wanted to take Mikey to the strip joint and just let Mikey experience life. The dude's 44. No, he's 44 years old. So it is kind of fun when you go and you take him out and people are like, yeah, he's cool to drink beer. Yes, he is. He's like, I want my Bud Light. And dude, I love it. And I'm telling you, man, he is an inspiration to me. He really is. Yeah. But yes, he's a lot.
So. I will say that the biggest smile I've ever seen on his face, Randy, was your wedding.
Yeah.
And you guys gave him the task of, what, giving out like little shooters out?
Little shooters.
To all the guests. Oh, yeah. My God. He had a grin ear to ear, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had a great time, man. But, yeah, I get it, Will, what you're talking about there. You might not have been able to see very well.
Yeah, it wasn't so much that. It was just he was, like, yelling in my ear. Oh, and yes. I'm like, okay, Mikey, I can't, you know, yes, sure, Mikey, whatever.
Yeah.
But at the same time.
I want to score.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm trying to watch the football game.
So, Willie, you're saying he befriended you the whole game?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
A little bit.
That's okay.
Yeah. But absolutely. Halftime, he settled down a little bit, which was a good time to settle down.
Yeah.
Because that halftime show was off the chain.
Yes. Yeah. All right, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about halftime. And the one of two halftime shows, concerts, but obviously there's a lot going on there. What did you think, Jose? First and foremost, what did you think of the halftime show?
Okay, let me lay it down like this. First of all, I'm not a huge Bad Bunny fan. Gotcha. As weird as that is, okay?
No.
Has nothing to do with him in particular. I'm just not a fan of mumble rap. I don't care if it's English or Spanish, right? So let's just set that stage, right?
Okay.
So
I get it.
But I will say, you know, and I didn't know all this stuff until I started hearing it, right? So did you know that the last 5 Super Bowls have been African-American or R&B or rap-inspired?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And before that, of course, it was very heavy on the rock and very heavy on the high-profile, you know, pop stars and all that. Okay, that's great. So I don't get, guys, why, you know, and yeah, what was it? J-Lo and Shakira had their little Super Bowl, too.
That was good. Yes. I liked that one.
Yeah, that was great.
Great view.
But, so we had
great
this one here. First
I
one.
I wanted to shake my hips to that, man. That was all like. Yeah, I know. I can't shake ass. I'll admit it. But it was fun to watch.
It was
fun to
watch. No, I can't get that visual in my head. Stop it, Willie. So, in Espanol, right? The first Super Bowl ever to have all in Spanish, right? Okay, so that was great. I get where some people are like, well, why am I going to watch it if I can't understand? I mean, try it. Give it a fucking try is what I would have said.
Because
it was one Super Bowl where it was dedicated to Latino culture and Puerto Ricans. And Puerto Ricans are Americans. Let's just fucking start with that, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, I the way I look at it is I'm like, just give it a chance. And to me, to Willie's point, it was fantastic because the visuals were badass. And, you know, I know a little bit about Puerto Rican culture, so I could decipher a lot of things. But it was badass, man. And I hate to bring this up, but when you compare it to the other one, boring as fuck over there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, obviously we all know about that other one. The lineup wasn't great. And this is, I was talking to some guys about this, and I'm like, you know, if you're going to try to compete against the Super Bowl, you think you'd have a little bit better of a lineup. That's just my
now. Yeah, but also, look at who the target audience is, man.
Right.
For that trailer trash audience, Kid Rock is like having Bad Bunny to the rest of the world.
And I've met Kid. But the thing about that is that there's a lot of artists that probably are like, dude, yeah, I don't really want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
I'm pretty sure they asked more people would be my thought.
Oh, higher profile people.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. And obviously they probably said, yeah, no.
It got down to Kid Rock and people who need a paycheck.
Yeah.
That's who.
Yeah. Brantley Gilbert's releasing an album and now, just announced his tour. So that was probably a lot of that.
Yeah. And I heard something that Brantley Gilbert said. The reason he did it was because he knew that was the only way his kids would get to see him play a halftime show.
Oh, damn. Okay. Oh, good God. I mean, I
not wrong. He's not high enough profile to command. You know, he's not like Garth Brooks in 1994.
If he was part of a collaboration, perhaps I could see that.
Yeah,
maybe.
he could be a guest star, on someone else's. But
what I mean, obviously, being a gringo. It was a lot. My wife was just jamming, like just damn, and dancing and having a great time. And it was fun to watch that. But here's the thing. Yeah, I agree. I didn't understand anything that he said.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard enough Bad Bunny in this house. She's played in the car.
I'm sure.
I know enough. I almost wish they would have put like, you know,
subtitles
mm-hmm. of what, but obviously he kept it clean, which was cool. Yeah. Family friendly. But I liked the stage setup and I liked the rhythm. Like, regardless if I understood what the hell he was saying, I dug the...
You like the beat.
I like the beat. And honestly, he had a lot better view than I'm assuming the Kid Rock. adventure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. For sure. The Dancing Latino Ladies and Jessica Alba others.
That's my baby.
Even Ricky Martin. Now, I think Ricky Martin should have played Living La Vida Loca.
No.
I do not
believe that he should play Living La Vida Loca.
Well, because
bad
people didn't even know who he was.
Aside from that's it being your karaoke song, Willie, what do you have against it?
That's true. That's true.
Living La Vida Loca, not my karaoke song.
Oh, I thought I heard.
No, dude, you heard wrong, dog.
We'll get a video.
I'll tell you why. It's because that would have constituted, I think, selling out.
Oh,
that would have that would have constituted not doing something for the culture. Huh. Living La Vida Loca was not for the culture. That was for white people. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like if he had played a Spanglish song, granted the one for which he is most famous, in that moment, I think it would have been a sellout moment.
Hmm. Okay. It's an interesting take.
Okay.
I wouldn't have thought that.
I wouldn't have thought that either.
Very cool.
Am I wrong, though?
I think it was just added to the energy, and you know, to Randy's point, you know, there was a lot of imagery involved with this. You know, there was family. I mean, there was a couple that literally got married at that Super Bowl.
I do like Lady Gaga, though. I do. I thought it was.
I didn't know who it was at first, but hey, that's just me. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know who she is. Yeah,
okay, but you just didn't.
When they first put the camera on her, I did not recognize.
So,
yeah. Correct.
So I wasn't 100% sure, and I did ask that after why that would have been a good idea, mm-hmm. like how that all played out,
how that fit
like
in.
Why that fit in.
Yeah.
But the kids, and I think maybe that was the thing. They were hitting genre, maybe because a lot the girls love her, and I mean, of course, and Isabel, who's here, mm-hmm. well, she's going to mm-hmm. be on shortly. They all know. I mean, I know Lady Gaga. I totally go to a Lady Gaga concert.
Okay.
But it just, I didn't expect that.
Okay.
I guess if that makes sense.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I love the fact that there was a bunch of goose eggs, and meaning like, you know, if you really studied it and you knew your people, there was all kinds of cameos in there. Yeah, Jessica Alba, yummy, yummy, and all these other people. But that was cool. And then, guys, did you guys hear, like, okay, so the Super Bowl had, what, record viewers, right? Like 140 to 150 million. The other one had, like, 6 or 7 million.
Oh, at halftime.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a Super Bowl. Yeah.
As far as the game itself goes, I was actually surprised that just because the viewership record continues to go up year after mm-hmm, year, mm-hmm. I was surprised to learn this was not the most watched Super Bowl.
Right.
But as far as halftime shows go, mm-hmm. yeah. And the estimates on the alternative halftime were, I think, what was it? What did you say? 5-6 million?
Something like that. Yeah.
All I know is it was half of what Puppy Bowl got.
Puppy Bowl got that many people.
Yeah, Puppy Bowl had 10 to 12
Holy
mil.
Shit.
I remembered seeing that.
How about that?
Damn, mm-hmm. that many?
Oh yeah.
Good Lord, that's crazy. I didn't want to have suspected that.
Oh yeah.
I mean, I do like the Puppy Bowl though.
Puppy Bowl gets eyeballs.
I'm not going to say they missed the mark. Mm-hmm. It was cool, but like I don't. Maybe I was expecting more. I don't know. Maybe I just. I don't know. I know the family here loved it, obviously because mm-hmm. of this. You know the vibe and everything with
sure,
it.
Sure.
I like the human trees. I saw the one do the 6-7, which I thought was freaking hilarious. I did see that. I didn't mm-hmm. realize at first they were all human trees, but they were.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I thought the stage setup was badass.
Yeah.
Like with the light poles and all the other stuff. Yeah. That was really, really
was
cool,
great.
Man.
Well, and that's what I'm talking about, the symbolism behind a lot of it. And you know why the light poles were there, right? Why that was like an important piece of it.
I feel like I know, but go ahead.
Well, it just talks to like the infrastructure problems that Puerto Rico has and that you know the country hasn't been invested in, and they're just not making light, but just bringing up the fact that their infrastructure, their light, their electricity, all of that's not as strong as the mainland.
Right.
So that was the main thing with that. But I loved all the symbolism with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dope.
No, it was cool, man. I think it was a good time. It's crazy. It's literally only like 12 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all they have.
Well, and I heard, okay, so I was at a bar when this was going down, right? And there was a little group of folks, watching the other halftime show on their phones. And they were making a big deal that they were watching. Now, this is a real American show. And, whatever. But I just kept thinking, I'm like, just give this a chance. Give us a chance. It was actually beautiful, energetic. Blah blah blah, but no,
they obviously said that it was the most watched. But here's the thing about that, there's more people watching the Super Bowl now. So there's, I think that's a lot of it too. I think it can't be all accustomed to just whoever did halftime. You know, it's not.
But it was not the most watched Super Bowl game.
No. I don't think so. Yeah, I think
it
you're
wasn't.
Right.
It wasn't.
Was it
wasn't.
Top three, at least?
Really? Yeah, I believe it was top
okay.
three.
Okay. Yeah.
But for the halftime show to be the most watched show, when you have an alternate event that has been highly publicized counter-programming it, and for the game to not be the most watched one, but the halftime show to still be the most watched one, that says
that's
a
impressive.
Lot about that halftime show.
That's impressive. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really impressive.
And I think they were he was hitting different. I mean, that's the thing. You've got to think. It was a completely different genre.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
oh,
last yeah. year you have Kendrick Lamar, obviously. And then it was like The Weeknd. And then, of course, obviously the one with Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre. That was hands down. But according to Billboard's 14 best Super Bowl halftime shows,
okay.
this is very interesting. I did find this. Number 14, Coldplay, Beyonce, and Bruno Mars
Coldplay?
In 2016.
Whoa.
Yeah. I would not have.
Yikes.
Yeah. This is according to Billboard, by the way, Will.
Okay.
And he's probably
going to
cuss this out. Number 13, Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, baby. Oh, the titties.
Yeah,
2004.
What they call it, the wardrobe malfunction?
Yes. Yeah. I was
Nipplegate.
Living in Wisconsin.
Nipplegate.
With Nipplegate, it was. I was living in Wisconsin when that happened. That's funny. Number 12, Katy Perry. Number 20.
Left Shark. That's where your Halloween costume
okay.
came from.
That was
all
a good
right.
one, 2015.
That should have been ranked higher, but anyways.
Riri, number 20, number 11, Rihanna.
Rihanna.
Oh, okay.
2023.
Okay.
She was Prego. Number 10, Paul McCartney, 2005. Willie?
Go Beatles.
What do you think?
No. I would have. I'll tell you who didn't make the list, at least I don't think made the list, but should have made the list.
Yep.
Probably in place of Paul McCartney, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Yes. That is not on the list. It's
yeah.
probably number 15.
They
I
did.
Know.
They
this is only 14.
It should be, right?
They did,
yeah.
they did a good halftime show.
Number 9, Rolling Stones, 2006.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now we're going deeper. Number 8, Michael Jackson.
That's
1993.
I thought that would have been higher. Okay.
You would have thought. Huh. Lady Gaga, number 7, 2017. Number 6, Bruce and the E Street Band, 2009.
How about that?
You guys ready for the top 5?
I know one.
All right.
Prince.
It's in there.
Yeah.
Let's see where he is. Number 5, Madonna, 2012.
I forgot.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah.
She was horrible at the Grammys the other day, though. Holy fuck.
Oh.
Like, dude, she got like
plastic surgery.
Well, her face, yeah, but not even just that. She like stumbled over everything, gave a weird speech, and then left the stage and realized she forgot to announce the winner and she had to come back.
Oh, damn.
And then fucked up the winner. Yeah, dude, it was brutal.
Freaking yikes.
Dude, it was all bad. I
don't
know what
do
the fuck
drugs,
she,
young
yeah,
people.
She was on something.
Yeah.
Number 4, Beyonce, 2013.
Okay.
I remember that one specifically. Mm-hmm. Number 3, Dr. Dre and Friends, back in 2022. Oh,
okay. Yeah.
That was the one.
That's great.
That's great. Number 2, U2.
Hey.
In 2002.
Okay, Bono.
And you mentioned it.
Was it really?
The Prince, number 1.
Good old Prince.
2007, and I'm telling you, to me, that is by far the best Super Bowl I have ever seen.
Okay.
I think
okay.
it was the atmosphere. I think it was everything. But go ahead, Will.
My favorite story surrounding Prince at the Super Bowl halftime was, remember, it was raining.
Yeah, that's what made it so good.
Yes.
And he couldn't predict
and
rest his soul.
He was about to go out, and one of his handlers said, "Is there anything else you need, Prince?" And he just calmly, in the Prince style, you know, that we all know,
oh, yes.
said, "Make it rain harder."
Yeah. Only Prince.
Only
Dude,
Prince.
That okay. was, God, that thing, that was so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the fact he kept playing, like, just dude didn't care. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was obviously
okay,
sad that we
2007,
lost
who was playing in that? Was that Patriots and something?
Probably.
Yeah. Willie, Google it. Go.
I'm going.
You're the googly guy.
I'm on it. Please hold.
Yes, absolutely. Just also, we need to mention this week has been a rough week for, I would say, guys or people our age. Obviously, on Saturday, we lost Brad Arnold of Three Doors Down.
Colts Bears.
Ooh. There you go. Obviously, that was a big loss for sure. Obviously, I'm assuming you know Three Doors Down.
I do.
Yes. Kryptonite, big song. Brad, man, just a solid dude. And everybody in art. What I loved about obviously the loss sucks, but there were so many artists that reached out online and said, dude, this dude was so genuine. Scott Stapp of Creed is actually paying for his funeral. And
wow.
It's like there are so many core rock bands have toured with Brad, so it was a big thing. Yeah. Obviously, the loss today, James Vanderbeek of Dawson's Creek died today. And both of them from cancer.
I wasn't aware. Yeah. Okay.
And obviously, some of you might know him, obviously, from Dawson's Creek, our age. Most probably from Varsity Blues. He was Mox in Varsity Blues, the football movie, and so many others. The guy was just a solid dude, and you know, and cancer sucks, man. Yeah. Took the lives of these two dudes this past week. So
fuck cancer.
Rock and roll on that, man. Damn. These guys were just solid dudes all the way around. But
rest in peace, y'all.
Dude, man, just sad. Sad. Willie, so that you said it was the Bears and the
Colts.
Colts. Who won it? Colts.
Colts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I think it's been a
minute. Bears haven't won since, what, 85?
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, Super Bowl shuffle time.
Dude.
That's right.
Fuck yeah. The Bears.
Sorry, Danny.
Oh, good Lord. All right. Well, Jose, one other thing, too. You had a very special thing that happened this week. You want to talk about that? Because this is pretty badass, dude. You kept this pretty mum. And I know you just heard about it, but this is a hell of an accomplishment, man. Yeah. And I've known you now a minute, and dude, this is such a cool thing. You made the news. Yeah, tell us about it, man.
So, you know, for several years now, just been doing what I do, you know, since I was 16, you want to give back to the community. And the way that I do it is through different neighborhood associations. So I've been involved with the group for about 6 years now. And just, you know, doing my thing, little by little, just kind of, I started like as a secretary, then first a volunteer, then secretary, then the vice president, and now I'm the president. So, you know, things have kind of amped up when it comes to that, and I want to take the group to a whole nother level and everything. But one of my people nominated me for an award that the mayor here in Omaha has pretty much launched out. It's a Good Neighbor Award, and every month they're going to acknowledge somebody in the community or an entity or an organization that does good things for communities in Omaha. So I was awarded the very first one in January, and they'll have one each every month heading into you know, as we go through the year. So yep, had to get up there, do a little speech, a little press conference with the mayor and everything.
Dude, that's awesome.
Took my mama there, and aww, you know, she got a little emotional. And you know, guys, honestly, to me, you know, it's not about the accolades a lot of times, because as I said to the news, it's really about, you know, I love just doing the work, the behind the scenes work, getting my hands dirty, whether it's literally or figuratively, because we do a lot of park cleanups, for example. But I love, you know, doing all the back end planning and everything. And I just love seeing the community come together. And whether it's a nonprofit, a small business, ally, whatever it may be, you know, we're all in there for the same reason. That's just to improve our neighborhoods little by little. I always say one block at a time.
Dude, isn't that, what does your mom say, man? Like, this is, that, what, as a mom, be like, this is my baby boy. Like, dude, was that like super cool for you to experience that with your mom?
So, you know, my mom, I told her about it the day before, but I really don't think she really knew like the gravity of what it was, you know, because here she was shaking hands, and she's like, and who's this well-dressed young man? Wow. And I'm like, well, that's the mayor of Omaha, mom. She's like, what? I said, the mayor of Omaha, the head honcho of the city.
The head honcho of the city, man.
He's top guy.
He's handling business.
And you know, Mayor Yoon was so cool. He's like, Mrs. Flores, you know, very nice to meet you, blah, 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 and everything. And, you know, they accommodated her. They sat her in the front row and everything. It was really cool, man. And, you know, I kind of looked over, and you can't help, man. I guess as a human being, as a humble person, you can't help but get emotional, you know?
Right.
Because I did, I mentioned something about my mom being in the audience and my father looking over us and everything, because he passed away, almost 7 years ago. And yeah, right there, boom. You can't help it, man. You get emotional.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So when you were there, you were like, obviously I saw you were on the news and all that, and you're just standing there like, what are you thinking in that moment? Like, when you're standing right next to the mayor's talking, and you're right there, and you know you're about to accept this award.
Yeah.
Like, what is going on in your mind, man?
So, it's kind of weird, because I did have a speech planned and everything. It was all written out, and, you know, I do all right when it comes to that, and you can't help but get nervous with that, too.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Here's the thing, and so they ran us through, like, they gave us 2 minutes, like, all right, here's what's going to happen. Mayor's going to talk, and then this organization is going to talk, and then this organization is going to talk, and then you're going to go at the very end. I said, cool. Well, we get up there. And that all went out the window.
So the mayor
talked. The mayor talked, and then they're like, "Okay, Mr. Flores, here you go. Come up to the podium." And I'm like, "Oh, but that's not the lineup." And you know, looking at it, you know, from now, you know, I think it was better that we did that, because I would have been standing there kind of freaking out the whole time while the other groups were talking, psyching myself out and everything. And so,
yeah.
I'm glad I went first. So,
did I love it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, man. No, and to be able to, so is it a plaque or?
So they gave me the key to the city.
Nice. Yeah.
What?
Yes, key sir. To the city.
Dude, why, where are we going? Holy shit, Jose. Let's go have some, now, let's call some ruckus.
I think we can get free wings somewhere.
You mentioned, really? You no, mentioned I this hope. Is a monthly award.
Yeah.
So do you have to give the key back?
Yeah, that's a very
good
question.
You have to
hand
the key
Willie.
Off I'm next curious. Month.
That's a valid question, Willie. That's no. And you know, it's funny. I get people asking me like, "Is it a real key?
What does it unlock?
Does it open anything?"
Yeah, I was gonna say, is there a special place?
It's a cool key. You know, it's just symbolic and everything. It's got engraved Omaha. You know,
wow.
Key to the city. So it's pretty cool. It's just a memento. You know what I mean?
I love it.
But, dude, that's
dude, that's cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
How big is it?
I'd say maybe.
Hang on, Willie. It's Valentine's Day weekend. We should be talking about
exactly.
This.
What are we talking about here, Willie?
Exactly.
Clarify that.
Now,
clarify,
how big is the key to the city?
About 5-6 inches. That's about right.
Dude, yeah, it's about right.
So it really would make a badass keychain.
Just hanging
it. It would. Yeah.
Nice.
Dude, I could, that's super fucking cool.
Yeah,
I've never received anything like that, so I don't even know.
It's actually my second one. I've gotten
you've
one
gotten
before.
The key to the city before?
I've gotten two under
what?
A different
wow.
Mayor. Yeah, this is like 15 years ago. But this one's more meaningful because, you know, I know the mayor
personally.
Sure. And honestly, guys, I look out and I don't know, there's probably about 30 people in the audience, you know, and about 25 of those are there for me. So that was
that's huge.
That was
huge.
Fucking special.
Love it.
From my organization and my family and members of the community, elected officials that are friends of mine, it was really special.
Yeah. I wish I'd known. I'd have been there.
Yeah. Well, so, okay.
Yeah, this...
unless this it was closed.
No, this is a fun story, though.
Okay.
Good stuff.
But in fairness, I mean, they told me 2 days before.
Oh.
Yeah, guys. Because they were... since this is I'm the first one, right, they were kind of rolling it out and figuring out what works and what doesn't. They're like, well, we don't give you much time, but hey... You can still make it, right? Honestly, at first, I was going to say no.
Why?
I was going to say no. I was
really?
Going to decline. Yeah. But like I said in my speech, you know, for the most part, number one, I'm doing it because it's the mayor, right? And I support his initiatives. It's a
Absolutely.
Good initiative, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a good message to people, hey, be a good neighbor in whatever way you can. So I'm going to support that wholeheartedly. But then, too, you know, a lot of times on what we do, like community leaders and all that, we don't get the thanks. We don't, you know, we're burning the midnight oil. And, you know, it's sometimes you're like, you question yourself, like, am I doing the right thing? Is this even worth it? You know, why am I doing this? That kind of thing. But this kind of recognition, it kind of answers all that and says, yes,
right.
You're doing
that's
the right
awesome.
Thing. Yep. So that's kind of how I look at it.
Congrats, man. That's
yeah,
huge.
That is such a shame. Take that drink right there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
I appreciate it.
I would like go and like, excuse me, I put the key around my neck, be like, I don't know if you know this, but I have the key to the city.
Don't give me ideas, bro.
So,
I mean,
you'd be wearing it like Flava Flav with a clock.
Like, it would be cool if it like had a connection to like all the speakeasies in town or
Ooh.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Be like,
great idea.
This key is going to unlock something. Mm-hmm. I just don't know what it is, but it'd be cool though.
Yeah.
Dude, that's great, man. Good for you.
I appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
I'm very, very proud of you for that, man. It's a hell of an accomplishment.
Thank
I know
you
worked hard for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Valentine's Day, fellas, is coming up this weekend.
Oh, yes.
So a couple of factoids on that, but we were talking, we were getting ready to get on this, but we were talking because, well, Weird Science is on right now.
I love it.
And this is a great movie, and it's so funny because there's so many people that I know that have not seen certain movies, especially in my household.
I haven't seen Weird Science.
Oh, fuck my life.
Willie.
Sorry. Sorry.
Willie. Well, I keep forgetting. Well, Willie, you're in our 40s now. You should know these things.
It's a great 90-minute investment. I ask
okay.
you to do it.
Dude.
All right.
I mean, it's cheesy, but it's entertaining.
Sure.
So, but we were talking about, like, crushes we had growing up.
Mm.
And Willie probably had freaking one of the chicks from the Golden Girls problem.
Oh! Yeah,
I don't know.
Ouch.
I mean, you watch
Blanche.
Mom. Blanche.
Had to be Blanche.
So,
she was a sexy one, right?
Am I right? Am I right?
No, so, you're not correct.
Damn it. I mean, I thought I might
you're
have.
You're not correct.
Point, but,
no.
I mean, I've known you a minute. It will,
was
it
was it Betty White?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
Nobody off the Golden Girls.
The funny thing is, those ladies were, they were fun. I love that show.
Oh, dude, sure.
So ahead of its time,
man. Oh, dude,
man.
Shout out to my ex-wife, Shannon, who introduced me to that show. I fucking
really?
Love that show.
God,
it's witty.
It's
so,
so
witty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God, such good actresses. But if you had to pick a celebrity crush growing up, Jesus, Willie, this is going to be scary.
I didn't really have one.
Well, because you weren't watching this shit, man.
Stop it.
You weren't watching Weird Science. You weren't watching any of those, man.
No, I really didn't. I wasn't watching movies.
That was Kelly LeBlanc, by the way, in Weird Science.
Every American boy had to have one.
When you figure things out, Willie, you were like,
and not the Sears catalog girls.
What's her name from Saved by the Bell?
Okay, now we're talking.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Yeah, thank
Kelly.
You. Okay. Yeah, probably her. Yeah,
I mean that's really? A probably her. Choice. Okay,
that's not a bad one, Willie.
Thank you.
I will say, what's her name? Lark.
Lark Voorhees.
Lark Voorhees.
She's equally hot.
Yeah. Yes.
At the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a good choice. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of options on Saved by. I mean, I did watch a lot of Saved by the Bell growing up.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Preppy.
Dude, oh my God. I love, Dan, you know what? I'll go back and watch it. And I'll even watch the college years, man. It's on. I'll track that shit down. It's so much fun to watch it.
Yeah, if it's on, I'll watch it.
Dude.
Corny as shit, but hey.
Corny. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I felt bad. I kind of related to Screech at times, too, because I was so tiny growing up.
Hey, Zach.
Yeah. I was like, hey, guys, why are you putting me in the locker? Because I was like a buck 05. So I do recall those moments. But
did he die?
Yeah.
Oh, dude,
yeah, he died.
It was like tragic, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, and that whole story with those guys sucks, too. I mean, they all dated each other except for Screech, but at least Mark Paul Gosselaar dated everybody.
Oh,
but,
of course he did.
But, I mean, that was Zach.
Mario Lopez.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dude, the dude still looks great.
Yeah,
my
dude.
God. I mean, it's fucking crazy.
I don't get it.
But, yeah, everybody dated each other on the show, but Screech was, because he was younger, he kind of got left out, and I think that's where a lot of his anger came from, that show,
like resentment,
for those guys, because he never was really invited, because they were all a little bit older. I mean, I'm sorry. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Beautiful. Died of lung cancer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sad. What was that,
21.
Okay. I knew it was up in there. Me, definitely Phoebe Cates, no doubt. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Gremlins.
Oh, yes.
She was Smoke Show in Gremlins. I know that's kind of crazy, but, you know, yum.
Yeah.
Jennifer Connelly, Lambeth.
Oh, dude, yes.
Yes.
Oh, I forgot about her.
Oh, my God. And she went on to do a lot of other
A Beautiful Mind. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I mean, what about you, Jose? I mean, I don't want to take a bunch of your people, but, yeah.
I had one that... I mean, everybody that knows me growing up, Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
that,
yes.
That
was
boss,
my baby.
Bro.
Yes.
That was my baby.
Yeah. That'll work.
Yeah. Good call.
That'll work quite well.
Yeah. And it's not creepy.
Willie went from, I didn't have any idea. Oh, yeah. I forgot about her.
Yeah. Honestly, yes. I did forget about her.
I mean, if you were into Molly Ringwald, you were into that.
She was all right.
She was all right for the redhead. Yeah. Jennifer Grey, obviously Dirty Dancing, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Leah Thompson, Back to the Future.
Okay.
Let's see. Elizabeth Shue. Everybody knows her.
Karate Kid.
Karate Kid, mm-hmm. Of course. Adventures in Babysitting. I was like, hello.
You're naming like half the chicks in Hollywood.
Dude, I'm telling you. That's this is what it was.
Demi Moore
was gorgeous. Heather Locklear. DJ Hooker. That was a big show I used to watch, too, by the way.
Daisy from Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, my God, yes. Yeah. And, of course, Brooke Shields, The Blue Lagoon.
Of course.
You remember seeing that?
Yep.
So many, man. Yes, I am. And because I remember growing up watching these things, man.
Mm-hmm.
There was so many.
Okay, so I got to ask this just real quick. All right, so that was then. What about now? If you had, now that you guys are hooked up, if you get a free pass, who would that
I saw
be?
Her. I saw her the other day.
Oh, was it Glazer?
Ella Langley. She's country, but...
Really?
Okay.
Yes.
I don't get it.
Yes. Yes.
I've seen her. I don't get it.
Oh, my God.
And it's not just because I've heard her. Because I've heard her in that.
It's the Southern draw thing. Maybe it's that.
Yeah, but
it's
there's
adorable,
any number
she
of.
She is adorable.
There's any number of country chicks with a Southern drawl.
I mean, yeah.
All right, Willie, who's your free pass if you have one?
Let me think on that for a second.
Mine is Selma Hayek.
That's a good choice.
Gorgeous.
Good pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't given this much thought.
Anna's very aware of this. Nina Dobrev from Vampire Diaries.
Don't know that.
I'm going to show you a picture of her right now just so you're aware of this pretty, pretty
goddess.
Goddess.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She recently just got unengaged to Shaun White. Really bad
from
break.
Seether?
No, no. The
athlete? Snowboard guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
She was in Vampire Diaries and a bunch of other movies. Yeah. They were engaged to be married and it ended. And it sucks because I was like, dude, that blows. But anywho, that would be my, that's probably mine.
That's your free pass. Okay.
That would be my free pass for
that's
sure. Willie?
Not bad.
Let me punt on that because I haven't I haven't come up with one.
All right. Well, you can punt on that. I'm going to ask you right now, have you already bought your Valentine's Day gift for your girl? No,
I have. I do still have a couple of loose ends to tie up in the form of chocolate and greeting card.
Yep.
But as far as far as the actual gift goes, we've been set for a while.
So you're in the banana hammock. Nothing else? Ooh, you're doing your dance?
No.
Luther Vandross?
Okay. Ooh,
the Luther Vandross works well, but...
I knew that.
No.
I knew that with Willie.
What's going on?
I feel like I'm there with Will trying to cheer him on. I'm like, you got this, Will. Luther.
Now that I've got the stereo hooked up, I can play Luther on vinyl.
Dude, he did pick up his vinyl the other day. I'm very proud of him.
Mm-hmm.
Turned it on and got it rocking. So
first time in like 2.5 years I had the whole stereo hooked up.
Mm.
Okay. Fired it up on Sunday.
All right.
It was great.
The vinyl's coming back, man.
Yes.
So, you speaking of candy, that is the most popular. 56% of customers will be buying candy for their ladies because apparently chocolate, that's the thing.
Yeah, ladies like chocolate.
Yeah.
Wait.
Unless you're diet,
is that chocolate only or like all candy?
Let's see. It just said candy.
Don't get it twisted. Diabetic chicks like it too. They just can't have it.
I know. She asked me all the time, she's like, why are you buying me this much fucking chocolate? I'm like, I don't know, that's what I was supposed to do.
Speak the truth.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But you think you got your shit locked in, Will? You good?
Yeah, I'm overall good.
Okay.
I'm not going to be sweating it come Saturday, put it that way.
All right.
Saturday, the only thing I have to do on Saturday is I have to pick up flowers. They're already reserved.
Yes.
So.
Here's the thing about this year.
Yeah.
It's Friday the 13th, and then you have Valentine's Day.
How about that?
So, like, normally I would send flowers to work for her, but she's not working. So, you guys don't live together. We do. So, it's like, hey, I'm going to go for a drive. What are you doing? I'm going to go for a drive. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, here, it's Friday the 13th. We're fucking doing it, all right? Because it's like, what do you do? You know? I mean, I could have some, whatever, but yes. Smart for you to have it all set up and ready to go. I already have mine reserved. I'm just picking it up on Friday.
Yeah, I have mine reserved, set for pickup on Saturday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right.
And then I'll take the flowers and chocolates and...
Other things
over to the lady friend's house.
The lady friend.
Okay.
What do you want me to call her?
No, I love it. I just love that you use that. It's awesome.
Your other half?
Your other half?
Yeah. That works, too.
Significant other?
That's cool. Hey, yeah. We're just talking about you.
I know my ears are ringing, so I came down here.
Nice. Pop over there for a second.
Yeah, you hooked up guys make me sick.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Hey, where are you going?
Yeah, where are you going?
I thought Danny was behind me.
Did that scare you?
Yeah.
No,
we were just talking about with it being Valentine's Day on Saturday, that's making it a little rough. But Willie's set up. He's good to go, he said.
It's because Willie's on top of things.
I'm trying to be.
Yeah.
What you got planned?
Well, you already know.
Oh.
As far as the itinerary goes.
Yes, I do know the itinerary. I do know the itinerary.
It's a full-fledged thing here.
It's itinerary
that
is involved.
Comedy club, because my favorite comedian is going to be in town.
Who that?
Yep.
Ian Bagg.
Yep.
He's great.
Look at this guy.
He's a Canadian who is known for just riffing with the audience. He doesn't have a point. He just gets up there, riffs for an hour and a half, however long he's up there.
Riffs, not rips, right?
Right.
Okay, no.
Well, a little
flatulence.
A little bit of ripping, too, if it's
mouth
worthy.
Mouth flatulence from the mouth.
No mouth flatulence. Okay. No, nothing like that.
No, man.
but Ian Bagg is great. So he's going to be at Funny Bone on Saturday. We're doing that, going to dinner afterward. That's the itinerary. But I was just telling the guys, I do still need to pick up chocolates and greeting card.
Yeah.
But the core gift is secure at my place.
Oh, I thought you were going to say secure on your person.
I said he was going to wear a banana
hammock.
That's
not secure.
A banana hammock?
And he's going to dance a Luther Vandross.
No. No.
Would you like a cucumber?
Yeah.
I recognize my limitations.
Really? Outside of the box.
Oh, really, sir? Really?
Uh-oh.
Outside the box?
Here we go.
Really?
Here it is.
You asked for it.
I know. Why does he? You can't be putting pressure like that on the people when you don't want to do it yourself.
She wants me to do a dance, and it's like,
isn't that what he just said?
I laugh too hard.
Isn't that what he just said?
You laugh too hard?
I do.
He starts giggling like a little girl.
Yeah, because I get the helicopter going, or it's going side to side, and then she's like, doesn't that hurt? I'm like, no. And I just keep going, and I was like...
See, earlier, Jose told me, thanks a lot for putting that visual in my mind when I said that I could not shake ass. Now you're over here encouraging me to do that very thing. So which I recognize that this is not something that is in my wheelhouse. Oh. I shouldn't do it.
Oh, she would love it, though. Just like this one over here wants me to do it.
Such perverts.
Dude, I'm just, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want to be the topic of conversation in the ladies' room a week later.
Okay, before we get right back into the Valentine's Day, we were talking about 80s crushes. Who was your crush?
Uh-oh.
Go.
My 80s crush?
Yes, because we all mentioned ours. Daniel, who is not really feeling well, is over in this corner.
Mine was more of a 90s crush. It wasn't really an 80s crush.
Okay,
I was born in 78, so come on.
I mean, all right, go.
Jeez.
John Stamos.
Of course.
Yeah.
Mercy.
Mine.
That was your boy, huh?
That was my great.
That was your guy.
Okay,
dude, he's still my boy.
And then we flipped it in like modern day, who is your free pass? If Randy would let you...
Oh, my free pass?
Get one. Yeah. Who would that
be? I have a list.
Oh, first one, woman. Bam.
Yeah, let me unfurl my scroll.
I would have to say...
Don't say Mario Lopez.
Do I get to watch? Isabel!
No. Dude, that's so hard. Okay, so it's always a tie. It's always a toss-up between Jason Momoa and Hemsworth, Chris Hemsworth. Like, those are my two where I, like...
Hi, Papi Chula.
Yeah.
Are you talking about celebrity crushes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we grew up and then like currently.
Yeah.
And
but
Isabel
John,
is
I'm sorry,
here.
But John Stamos, I'd still be okay with that.
He's coming to Omaha.
Oh, is he?
No, I'm just kidding. But
okay, I was like, well, don't tempt me with the good time.
Give me a smile, you two.
For a couple
you
days.
Two together. Come on, give me a smile. I want to take a picture of this, you guys. Thank you. Perfect. What about you, Isabel? Pop in here and thank you very much. My girl from Buffalo visiting us.
Hi, there you go.
Hi, she says. Go. Celebrity crush on
when
you were growing up.
All right.
You're significantly younger than the rest of us. How old are you?
I'm 23.
Okay. 23. Visiting from Buffalo. You graduated from school. Woo-hoo! Congratulations.
Yeah.
Felicidades.
Yes. Congrats. All right. What do you think? Like, do you remember as a teenage? Well, I mean, I've known you now, I guess, that long, but. What?
Oh, I remember.
Oh.
And it was?
Who was it?
My first one was Zac Efron.
Oh, yeah.
Like, she was, like, probably, what, 4, 5?
Yeah.
And she said she was going to marry him.
Oh, dang.
My number one.
Die number hard one.
High School Musical fan.
High School.
Hairspray.
Yeah, she was, like, diehard Zac Efron fan. Like, yeah.
Now with, like, the plastic surgery, he's not as good looking, but...
He's had a couple of things done.
Who'd you graduate after that, too?
I don't know. Oh, Shawn Mendes.
Shawn Mendes.
Next one, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
Your current one.
Current one. I feel like it's Joe Jonas.
Yep.
Joe Jonas.
I was going to guess.
Joe Jonas Bros. Yep.
I went to their concert. They went to Buffalo.
You mentioned Shawn Mendes. Didn't he retire or something?
No, he's still out there.
Okay.
He's he hasn't really like
had any hits in a while.
Pop off, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
I thought he quit, to be perfectly honest.
I thought he died or something.
No, that's crazy. Died. Oh,
you guys
wow.
Are mean.
I didn't haters. Think he died.
Saw these Young Buck people.
I mean, that's a good choice. That was a good choice. Well, tell us about, tell me real quick about school and how's Buffalo and like, how do you feel now that you've accomplished that?
And who you're dating? Just kidding.
Yeah, he's upstairs. Is he still upstairs?
Yeah, he's upstairs.
Why is he sleeping?
He's taking out the trash.
No, that's crazy. No.
You got him working? You training him?
Working for what?
No, tell me about school.
He's got to make mama.
School was fun. I loved it. It wasn't like an everyday school like how I hated it in high school.
Okay.
It was only 4 hours a day, Monday through Friday.
Why don't you tell everybody what you accomplished?
I finished esthetician school, aesthetic school.
Nice. So you can wax Danny's ass now?
I could. I really could.
There you go.
Have you passed
not that
your
I
boards?
Want to.
Not that I want to.
I have not.
Yeah. Okay,
I
so
have
you
not.
Still got to pass your boards
I do,
before you can wax his ass.
We ain't tight like that.
Right.
We ain't tight like mm-hmm. that.
You can't mm-hmm. wax his ass yet. She hasn't passed her
She's
boards.
Got to pass her boards, yeah. Which is coming, mm-hmm. right?
The goal is to take it next month.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, we're that's really the goal. For that.
I do have a temp license.
Okay.
So I could still wax
your ass,
but I don't want to.
I am not coming out looking like flame.
What about mine?
Willie.
Might cost that's, you extra.
Yeah, that's
crazy.
It may, would cost
that
extra.
That would be a great
apparently, price. Apparently, though, someone did call the school asking if we bleached buttholes, though.
Do you?
No. That's a thing.
No.
Would you ever do that if they paid you?
Is it depends a, how much money. Like,
is that a certification extra? Like,
I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really go into detail. I got scared that that was even a question. Why was that even a question?
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I know it's a thing.
But ask your mom. She goes to those places. And
I don't get my butthole bleached.
What? No?
Whoa.
Wax. Okay, well, Brazilian, rip it, whatever. You're having a conversation with the girl. She's like, how's your day?
Totally have conversations.
Wow.
Oh,
God. I don't even know.
Escalated
kids,
quick.
Dude, I don't know. I mean, it, like, is that the line? Like, I guess, what do you see your dream job? Now that you've got this, accomplished this, what is it that you see?
Well, I think my ultimate goal would be, like, solo. Like, to go rent a suite,
okay,
go solo, run my own business. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that's the first thing I would do right off the bat, no.
No.
I think I would work.
Work your way up.
Yeah.
Work your way up. Okay.
And then then work for, like, celebrities, right?
Dude, I mean, cool, that'd be cool, huh? But
you are in Buffalo. I mean, Josh Allen, let's talk about the game, bro.
Oh, God. How we lost or what?
Is it because Robbie of Haley because he's about to be a dad? Do you think he freaked out? Is that what it was?
I don't know. Maybe he just didn't throw up. Maybe he didn't throw up before the game.
Yeah, I don't know. It's rough.
Hmm.
He throws up before every game.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. How is winter in Buffalo?
Oh, God. I feel like I brought the cold to Buffalo because my first winter, it wasn't as cold. This winter, I feel like it's freaking freezing.
Yeah.
Snow.
Lots
it's like
of
a tundra.
It.
It's really, yeah. You're getting a lot. And, I mean, not guaranteed. It's like not, it's snowing every day, but it's not like you're getting like 8 inches every day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said.
That's
and that's Danny here in the background.
And that's Danny, yeah, over here, not feeling great, but being a team player, floating around. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But yeah, it like snowed. I want to say almost every day for at least it felt like 2 weeks.
Wow,
man.
Whether it was just flurries, whether it was just like, oh, a storm was coming, and then you had like the lake effect snow, which is a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A bitch.
Dude.
I mean, I think I have some photos of the snow, actually, because I was just in awe. Because I wasn't used to it.
How was Buffalo the day that they fired the coach? Was that a big deal?
My coworkers were upset, yeah.
Yeah, I bet they'd hit the town hard on that one for sure. So, that's cool. Other thing we're talking about is Valentine's Day stuff. Oh, my God.
Dude, that was just one morning.
Dude, we haven't seen that snow. Dude, it is. You came here, and look how nice it is here, Isabel.
Yeah, wow. I came back here. It was like 70 degrees. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, there you go. Yep. Yeah, and this
it's
never happens.
Never.
Global warming.
That's a sign.
That angry lady was right, I guess. I don't know, whatever. Good Lord.
That was outside of the house.
Nice. We have not seen it. We're probably going to get hit in March, would be my thought.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yeah, it's
we
coming.
We should get one more in March.
Speaking of on the Valentine, well, first of all, Danny, who was your 80s crush for afar over there, guy? Do you remember? She's right there, right? Not that
on
one.
TV.
Yeah.
The blonde?
Yeah.
From Weird Science?
Yeah.
I don't know who
there
she
you
is.
Go. Yeah, we had a great list. Phoebe Cates was mine, and I already talked about my hall pass. I saw her the other day with Eric Church. That's all
oh,
I know.
So you updated your hall pass.
It's still the other.
Was it your original hall
Wait,
pass?
Are you talking about
yeah,
Ella
who
Langley?
Was your original?
Yes.
Oh, so you and Tyler have the same crush.
Yeah, oh yeah, me and Tyler, we already talked about
yeah,
it. He's like,
Ella Langley was not his original.
No,
was
the original. I already talked.
His original?
Dude, she's like 23, 24.
She's
28?
Yep. What? Oh, it's not creepy.
Creepy.
No, it's not.
She's 28.
And before that, who
Wait, who was it?
Nina DeBrev.
Yeah,
DeBrev.
And she's
DeBrev?
Back
yeah.
on the market again because of Sean. So.
I know, right? I don't know what happened, but
dude,
yeah.
Somebody fucked up. Sean fucked up. I don't give a fuck. Drink your fucking bathwater, bro. Suck it up. Just do it. Sorry. Anyway, is that
crazy.
Weird?
How do you really feel?
Yeah, I'm dying.
No, for real.
I mean, you don't drink my bathwater.
Yeah.
Hey.
That's gross.
Because you never take a bath.
I do, too.
You.
Moving on.
Moving on. Oh, my God. Anywho, Valentine's Day. The average male is going to spend anywhere between $200 and $248.
Suck us.
Valentine's Day.
Danny and I do not have to worry about that.
Yeah.
I'll spend it on me.
And then women spend $100 to $115.
Nah, we get
jizzed. Is that accurate, ladies?
Always,
is that in there?
I'm be it's, honest.
I mean, no, I don't feel like
it. I spend at like maybe $100 the most. Okay. It's never been.
So you fall in the category of that. Is Valentine's Day big for you? Like, do you need to have like? I mean, I mean.
I felt like in the beginning it was. Now it's just like, let's just go out to dinner.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
There you go.
Doesn't have to be any. Yeah.
39% of Americans, that's what they do. Dinner. 39%.
Let's get some Tucci.
So I feel like the beginning it was like something important, like big, but now it's like.
Oh, damn.
But now.
This is a trend.
I like to feel.
Fellas, you're in.
No, it's more about like memory. Like when we. Last year we did a different thing for Valentine's Day.
I think
it
was we do something different every year.
Yeah, no, but like last year was like really original and really different. And I really, really liked it. So much that we're doing it again this year.
Yes. The zoo.
Yeah, but it wasn't just like the zoo. It was like
the shark, tomorrow, isn't it?
The shark tunnel of love.
The shark tunnel of love. Uh-huh. And it was a live band. It was actually really cool.
It
because,
was a really cool date night. Yeah. Like, it was a super cool date night.
Yep. I agree to that.
Because they had like they had different stations. And so they had like this little card that was like your passport. And you had to go get stamps at all these like different stations. One of them was like make a bouquet together. So you picked flowers. Another one was like go get a poem. Specialized poem for you guys. We went to this lady and she had an old fashioned typewriter, like the old school typewriters.
Oh yeah,
the ribbons and stuff.
Okay.
And you like she asked you a couple questions and then she just like wrote this poem out for you and gave it to you and stuff. There was like a photo booth area. It was a really cool like little setup.
Can I throw something out there?
Yeah.
I think the reason with like Valentine's Day was we're so doing the same norm over and over. I think Valentine's Day was created to put some electricity out there, some new ideas, and finally, not just people, but companies are coming out with new ideas for people to do, and we need that. We need that electricity in here, because I don't know about you guys, I know I'm a bachelor, but sometimes sitting at home, it gets a little lonely. I'd like to go out and make a bouquet with a special lady out there if I meet her.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, bring on the pizza and the underwear.
The pizza and underwear.
I see you guys at single meet and greet thing on Valentine's or the 17th. It's like Tuesday. It's where you go.
Valentine's?
Yeah, or something like that. It's like for dudes that are like are singles.
Huh?
Yeah, you like do a
straight dudes?
Yeah, straight dudes. You and dudes.
To like make friends.
Make friends. Meet new people.
Yes, Valentine's.
Yes.
I thought Galentine's was just for the ladies.
Cupid is. Here you go.
It was. Yeah, it's a gal. They're making it like.
Yeah.
Like just like a friend thing, like a friend's giving. Yeah, like a friend's
Cupid Miss Singles Valentine's Day Party. It's at the Tipsy Pig.
A friend times.
Yeah, there you go.
Why not just name it that instead of a Galentine?
Am I gonna have to leave my keys in a fishbowl?
I mean, I don't know. That would be fun. I could see you guys doing that. We talked about setting Danny up, but Danny's working all the time, so it's kind of tough to pull him aside and be like, "All right, we need to put you on this."
No. You make it happen. I will make sure I have that time. Is this going to be just as fun for you guys as it's going to be fun for me? I don't know what I'm going to show up wearing.
41?
Oh, I know it'll be flip-flops and shorts, at least on the bottom half.
Is for girls? Is flowers a mandatory Valentine's Day gift?
So my daddy always said that every girl deserves flowers on Valentine's Day. He never said roses. He just said flowers.
Okay.
So I feel like... He did. He would every Valentine's Day. He would always get me something, whether it was like a couple carnations, a few roses, a mixed bouquet. But my dad always got me some sort of flowers.
Okay, Isabel.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not good at taking flowers. They just die. They really do.
It is a fun fact.
You
yes.
Steak dinner, right?
I feel like it's good to get flowers once in a while, but
do you feel now that you're a little bit older? You're like. I'm more of a, like, let's just go to dinner. Let's just do that. Like, when you were younger, maybe 19, you know, 18, 19, or even in high school, you're like, yeah, I want flowers. This is what I want. But now you're like, dude, let's just, like, go to eat. Like,
yeah, I'm more relaxed. I'm more chill. I'm more laid back. I'm not as uptight when it comes to that.
Okay. What do you think changed that?
Reality.
Damn. Money.
Money. Reality. I don't know.
School. She's like, going to school. That's a little...
College.
Yeah. Mm.
Jewelry, 25% is also a big thing. And fun fact, Walmart, I'm going to let you guys guess this. This is one of their top sales the week of Valentine's Day. It's up 47%. Do you know what that is?
Whipped cream.
Nope.
That's crazy. Whipped cream.
Dude, that's a good choice. Like
that. That's a legitimate. It's a legitimate thing.
What did you say?
KY Jelly.
KY Jelly. That's interesting.
Well.
Willie?
What's the question again?
Walmart says their sales are up 47% the week prior to Valentine's Day, the week of Valentine's Day. What do you think that is?
Frozen pizza.
That's interesting. Mm. Isabel?
Candy or strawberries? I don't know.
Okay, honey?
Yeah, I was going to say condoms.
I mean, that's a very good thing.
A vibrator.
A vibrator, which you can buy at Walmart, but you got to go and ask the creepy dude, hey, would you open up that locker
over
there?
Yeah, they have the condoms right there by them, too, so it's weird.
Yeah, it's a fucking weird
Imagine
thing.
The pregnancy tests are locked up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they are. They're all together. It's like, I would need this,
so
and this.
So give me the vibrator. I need some condoms, a pregnancy test. KY, just give me one of everything.
Dude, that would be so much fun to watch. I would totally fucking film that.
And they wonder why everybody shops on Amazon.
Dude, right? It's like, why lock it up? It's dumb. Razors.
Razors. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I could see
you
that.
Did tell me that.
Yeah.
I remember yes, now. You
that is
that.
A fun fact.
Wow.
Yep.
See, that I don't know. True. For people who get wax, I always forget the razor. Like, that's, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, not everybody can afford a... you know, Brazilian wax?
Fuck it, no wax.
It's Brazilian, not bazillion.
The bazillion.
That's what it costs.
Bazillion.
Yeah.
Dude, you can save yourself money. Get some Nair.
Nair.
I tried the Nair project before.
Isabel's face.
Isabel.
So as an esthetician, is that a no-no, Nair?
I mean, you can, but like up your ass, like... I don't recommend.
I don't recommend.
Didn't I see it? Don't they have like a Nair for sensitive, like a sensitive like, private pair...
Areas. They do.
They probably do.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen.
But I still wouldn't put anything next to my cooter like that. There's still chemicals.
Well, yeah.
Well,
I mean, the same thing. Like,
I mean, that stuff reeks. You know, there's chemicals in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dissolving your hair.
Yeah.
Let alone what else?
Coaching.
First couple layers of your skin.
I did it right here, around my neck. I got tired of shaving. I'm like, fuck this. I put that in there. That was when I was dating Corey.
Uh-huh.
Oh, fuck. I had to let it grow out.
Oh,
I left it too long. God. And it fucking... Oh, dude. It hurts so bad.
Did you not read the instructions?
It didn't hurt.
Maybe you should do a patch test next time.
Boys never follow the directions and do that.
No,
I did also
throw it away.
He's got balls at the wall in it.
Yeah.
Whatever. I have a question for the two ladies in here.
Yes.
So I'm under the impression, and I have been, and it's not just Valentine's Day, but it's all like major holidays. It's lost its fucking meaning because, you know, it's a Hallmark commercial. It's a
very
Hallmark
commercialized.
You know, holiday, and they want you to buy there, and they want you to buy the chocolates and buy the wine and buy this and buy that. I mean, you should be able to value and show the person that you love them year fucking round.
Yes.
Surprise them on a fucking day that's not Valentine's Day.
Yes.
That's the way I look at it. This one holiday is not going to force me to buy you flowers on a day. Specifically.
Okay.
That's what keeps
so
the
what's the question?
That's it. I don't know. That's how I feel.
That's a statement.
Do you feel that way in any way?
Okay, yes.
It's so commercialized.
I totally agree with you. It's very commercialized. So what I try to do, especially on Valentine's Day, is to do homemade things like make the gift, make
like
the card,
pistachio cake,
make the dessert, make the dinner, like do something, and then it puts a lot more meaning into it. And
that's right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're on to something.
I think it's interesting that obviously Valentine's Day is on a Saturday this year, and even if you try to get flowers on the 13th, save yourself some money. Nope, they figured that out real quick, too. They're like, nope, it's still going to be the same price if you buy them on the
13th. It used to be cheaper if you bought them a different day, the day before, day after.
Fuck yeah. Not this year. No, they got smart. No, they don't. Plus, they know everybody, because here's the thing. I was just talking about that. Like, you're not working on Saturday, so I can't send them to work, right? So I have to be like, hey, I have to go for a drive. Like, you're like, what the fuck is he doing?
Here's what you do. You get with the fellas. You plan someplace warm. You guys go fucking, everyone buys their flowers in bulk, right?
Yep.
Say like the Monday before Valentine's Day, a couple days, because flowers can last a little minute.
They can.
Mm-hmm. So you find someplace warm, get buckets of water, put the motherfuckers in the water.
Dude, I saw that guy. There's a florist guy on TikTok, and he does like stuff like that all the time. Like how to make, you know, not cheap looking, but like cost-effective, budget-friendly flowers. And he'll show you how to make, like, really pretty bouquets with what's in season. And he's totally about that. Like, going and getting, like, you know, Costco flowers or, you know, whatever bulk, and then just making them, like you, they, literally what you're saying. And they come out really pretty.
And if you're looking for flowers that aren't expensive, Trader Joe's.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Trader Joe's. My boys even know about Trader Joe's. They always go to Trader Joe's for their flowers for their girls.
I see a lot of the volleyball girls there when I used to call them.
They do have pretty flowers at Trader Joe's. Trader Joe's. People be sleeping on Trader Joe's.
Have you talked to the boys about they got ladies? Are they prepared?
I mean,
they got condoms.
LMAO, dude.
Well, yeah, because I give them condoms. I give them condoms for Christmas and their stockings. Like,
that is
true. A thing.
She does. She gives everyone condoms.
Yep. Hey, that is a legit thing.
Yes. My mom did the same thing.
Not the girls, though.
No, I know. I give them. No, I did. Do I gave them to you, too, didn't I, in your stocking?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boys
and
girls.
Y'all just shocked half of America right now.
Progressive mother.
Progressive.
Well, no, because it's like, dude, if they're going to be doing it anyway, I would rather them be safe.
Right.
And not, it's not even so much about like the pregnancies, it's more about the STDs. Like, there is some nasty stuff going on. Wrap it.
Google it, guys. We have one of the highest STD rates in Douglas County, Nebraska.
Because everybody dates everybody in Omaha.
So it's like, dude, just wrap it up.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking earlier, real quick before we go. Ladies, your thoughts on the Super Bowl and go.
Loved it. Seahawks won.
Was it a halftime show? Or?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was great. It was awesome.
Halftime show was awesome.
There you go.
Loved it.
Fucking amazing.
Did that make you guys proud?
So proud.
Seeing something like that?
So proud to be, to feel a part of something, to feel seen.
Especially right now when we're, a lot of us are under attack.
Yes. And to feel seen for something positive in a positive light, in a very familial, positive,
but it wasn't like he was excluding anyone. He included everyone.
So inclusive.
He included everyone.
I got to see tidbits of it, and it
so good.
It touched me, especially with the current president and how he, excuse my term, has shit on Puerto Rico and just people of brown color, of Hispanic heritage and all that. And to see that he could attack the president, he didn't. Mm-hmm. He said, we all need to love each other.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and that goes to the whole history of Puerto Rico, that they're a commonwealth, they're a property of this country, and people are like, oh, why are they putting non-American people? They're American. You just got to know your history.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it's like literally, like if you look at it, it's like it's almost like deja vu, like looking at Hawaii all over again.
It is.
But from Puerto Rico's perspective, because that's exactly what happened to Hawaii before they got made a state.
That's
like.
Right.
And all of their culture, their languages, like everything is just
kingdom.
Basically wiped out and erased. Like there's very few people who know the native tongue, and it's so sad. It's so sad.
Yeah. But I mean, it was like I said, I told him, I said, I didn't understand a lot of what he was saying, but I liked the rhythm and I liked.
Yeah, it's all about the vibe.
Yeah, the vibe was cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would say Pitbull should be next.
Oh, I would love Pitbull.
Dude, that'd be cool. That'd be fun.
Nice.
That'd be a popping half.
Mr. Worldwide.
Yep. That'd be cool. I don't know.
He might have been a guest somewhere. I don't know.
I think he was a guest at one point.
When they had it down in Miami last, I thought.
Miami. Yep.
Welcome to Miami.
Well, Isabel, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
We are loving that you're here this week and you got to go back. But when you go back, you're going to finish what? Because you finished school, but what are you also going to do before we go?
We'll
take your boards for one.
I got to take my boards. And then I am doing some more certification classes.
Okay.
So that includes like dermaplaning, chemical peels, eyelash lifts, eyebrow lamination. I eventually wanted to do an eyelash extension course.
Nice.
You know, if you get a job at Decolash, they'll train you on that, like as part of your job. Like you'll get certified through them.
Really?
Having an esthetician license and apply at Decolash, they'll get you on there and they will let you practice and you'll get.
But they only do lashes. I don't just.
No,
don't
they do. They do brow. Not anymore. The one here for sure. And so I'm pretty sure all of them do. They do lifts, lash lifts, lash extensions. They do laminations. They do tints, eyelash and brow tints, and some scrub, like facial scrub areas, lip scrubs. I think they do a lot more than what you think.
So what I do know is that we'll all be insecure now with our brows around her.
Yeah, she
that's
is.
Crazy.
She already looks at people's brows and like, yeah.
What? Go ahead, Willie.
No, no, I'm covering my brow.
Everyone's covering their brows now. They're all like,
oh, wait, my cap covers my brows.
If anything, I would judge you on your skincare.
I was going to say,
I could care two less shits about your brows. Let me look at your skin.
Unless
they're paying
for it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. As guys, what should we be doing to keep looking younger? What'd you say?
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen is the number one.
Really?
Yeah.
I use sunscreen. A lot of sunscreen.
Yeah.
What are you going to be like that for?
Because I have to fight with you. You're like, oh, you need it in the summertime. No, you need it year-round, bro.
Yeah, year-round. Even in the winter, the UV goes through the windows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Even when you're inside. I'm inside. I don't need. I wasn't outside today. Dude, nope. Every day.
Why do I sound like that?
A minimum of 30.
What does she sound like?
Ouch.
Oh, if I could speak it, I could try it. I get a lot of cussing in Spanish.
I do not cuss at you in Spanish, sir.
You say puco chavacho or fucking you say some weird shit.
That's about right. That's about right.
Yeah, there's some fucking
terms. Colero.
Yeah.
De verdad, no le hablo mal. Nomás le hablo en español because he makes me so angry sometimes. And it's just like, if I tell him in English, he se siente. And he gets all like, why are you going to be so mean?
Which, yeah, she's like, cracker. And I'm like, I know that fucking thing. Fucking bullshit.
That's crazy.
Jesus. Fucking
oh,
great.
Oh, Wheaton?
Wheaton.
That's a new one.
It's a good one.
I like that. I might have to use that one, Danny.
Yeah.
Are you having fun spending time with your siblings, though?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I know the girls especially are happy to be here. You're here with, obviously,
dude,
everybody.
We went to Chili's, and they were, like, on one. They just laughing the whole fucking time. I don't know what I said or something, but laughing the whole time.
I love those moments. One of my favorite memories, I think, was the last time you were here, and I think all five of you were up there, Dylan, too, and maybe somebody else. But you guys were gaming and playing games, and I don't know if it was the Wii or a board game or a card game.
Oh, yeah.
But just
so competitive in his family.
And the competitiveness, yes, and it was just...
So Wii Sports?
Yeah,
I feel like
it was
Wii
Sports.
Sports.
Like, my heart was so full that evening. Like, I went to bed so happy. I mean, it was so loud and so chaotic and crazy. Dogs were barking, but my heart was so happy. Yeah. So happy.
Having all five kids together is pretty amazing at times, for sure. So it's even funnier now because they're all much older. And so now there's especially with games and that type of stuff, it's gotten way more.
And I have
vocal.
To say, so like leading up to this week, the memories that they were sending each other in the kids' chat were hilarious. Like, they were dogging on each other.
Anytime
somebody has an old picture of somebody from like 4, 5, 6, 8, 9 years ago,
hey,
they literally just they put it in the chat, and then it's just like everyone's free for all, like comments, laughs, whatever. Take that down, and everyone's saving it. It's hilarious.
I mean, I have the pictures of I think Olivia was wearing the hat with the hot dog, and Eva was biting it behind her.
Yes.
Are you, can you believe your sisters are graduating high school in 4 months?
Dude, I remember there was just babies.
I know, right?
Yeah. 4 months. On Mother's Day.
That's crazy. I don't know why they do on Mother's Day. I've never, why on Mother's Day?
I don't know.
Because it's not schedule.
It's not every high school, but there's at least one high school every year who has graduation on Mother's Day. It's a fact in the state. Yeah. I don't know about everyone else's, but because of the way our school year falls.
Yep.
At least one high school, if not more, have graduation on Mother's Day every year.
And you'll be back for that.
Yeah.
And that's good. So, it's pretty insane, crazy. But you have enjoyed spending time with them and Julian and Sebastian's been floating around here. He needs to be around a little bit more.
Well.
No doubt.
We'll see about that.
We'll see about that. But either way.
He's getting his oats roasted right now.
Yeah. So, and you're about to have a good Valentine's Day with your man. So.
Yeah, I think we're just going to go to Charleston's.
There you go. It's a good choice.
Damn.
Good pick.
Good
steak.
All right. So,
was that your pick?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, bro.
Those chicken fingers at Charleston's are off the chain.
That's crazy.
Really? Those chicken fingers.
They are. I mean, they're $20, but for $20, they're very good chicken fingers.
I mean, the ones at Cheddar's are pretty decent, too.
They do have good key lime pie.
Ah,
interesting.
I don't think I've ever had their key lime pie.
Oh, it's so good.
I like the salmon at Charleston's. They have decent salmon.
Do you fellas over here, your single fellas, what is your plans? Are you lining things up or what?
He said pizza in his underwear. Did you
not
hear?
No.
I was going to say, we all know what Willie and I and Ashley, we're all doing, but what do you got going on?
Capital One.
Capital One.
You going to Capital One District? I don't know.
Oh. No. I'm getting a fat ribeye. I'm going to get a couple lobster tails. Then I'm going to make some prosciutto wrapped asparagus. And then I'm going to give me the biggest bottle of wine that I got around the house. I'm going to cook. I'm going to eat. I'm going to drink, because at the end of the day, we got to love each other before we love others. And that's what I'm doing. I'm loving myself.
Aw.
Okay.
I'll be over. What time is dinner?
I was going to say, yeah, absolutely. And...
Give me about 15-minute head up so I can get dressed.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is this gonna be a?
I don't need a show.
A naked adventure, or do you have?
You don't cook naked. Stuff splatters.
Yeah, that's why I got
a little apron. You cook naked. Yeah. You wear the apron.
Dude, I could only imagine walking into Danny's house and he's got nothing but an apron. Right, and his I can ass see that. Out.
Like assless chaps.
Exactly. It's like
at least he doesn't have a frog ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Facts.
Oh, what?
A frog,
a frog ass.
Frog ass.
What the hell is a frog
have
ass?
Have you seen it's a picture of what a frog ass, ass looks like?
No.
It's a very lengthy
probably
ass.
Probably not. A lengthy Dwight, ass?
Dude. It's a long ass.
So apparently, she believes her mother has a frog's ass.
She has no ass. This woman has no ass.
I need to beef up.
What
I need
the
to
fuck?
Beef up on my squats.
What the hell?
Dude, I know. She told me this last night. I can't even.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
It looks like a donut with legs.
We'll post that on the
no, let's not.
Page. What she's showing us.
Yeah,
I walk past her. I walk past her. I go, ribbit, ribbit.
Yes. Oh my god, she's so disrespectful. So disrespectful.
That is fucking hilarious.
I'm just making jokes,
little
Mom.
Beaners could come up with that.
Little
huh?
beaners, I know these little beaners.
Mm. Yeah. What does that mean? Are you gonna do more squats or what?
Oh hell yeah, I'm gonna do some squats like a crazy person. Now watch.
But it's funny.
Just don't get a Kim Kardashian ass, please don't. That's not.
Well, at this rate, it could take me a minute to get there if I have
a freaking. It takes a long time.
I know.
Nothing wrong with that.
All right. Too much. Okay. First of all, too much ass, and then too long fingernails, because you know that ass ain't clean. Because no girl with that many fingernails, long ones, she ain't shit. And I ain't having them, man. That's
you ever heard of
they
a bidet?
They need a nice dude wipe.
Yeah, what if they have bidets?
I mean, maybe you got one at your job. So.
It's the weirdest thing ever.
They have one at work?
Yeah, the doctors wanted a bidet at work, so we got one.
Talk about bouginess.
Yeah, they are bougie for sure.
What?
The shit you learn. Girls with big nails can't really clean their ass very good.
I'm sorry. Have you not seen a girl at a bar with her fingernails?
And they probably have bidets at home.
I just have never thought of that.
I do.
Really? Oh, they're just some nasty bitches.
I hadn't thought of it, but it took no time whatsoever for the whole story to click.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not doubting it.
I'm a special guy, dude. I'm telling you.
That you are.
That's why my acting class does the same thing. Like,
short bus special?
Fucking
short
crazy.
Bus it all started special. With Chuck E. Cheese.
Fuck. I told my acting class that I worked at Chuck E. Cheese, and they're like, that makes sense. And I'm like, fuck, I don't know what that means, but fuck.
That's your short bus special.
It is. My mom always said I was special. I don't know. I just had a bus pick me up, and it was a little smaller than the other, so I don't know.
Nothing wrong with that.
What about you, Jose? Valentine's Day.
It's going out with the boys, man.
All right.
Don't really care. Whatever happens, happens.
I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. Well,
y'all enjoy your little couples and a significant other.
We're going to a comedy show and dinner.
Plus, we know a hotel where there are some lonely women.
Damn.
Right. I mean, they're out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a hotel full of floating.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. Really,
don't
thank
give
you.
The secret out, Danny. And it's not Hotel California either. We keep it cute and cuddly.
Mm-hmm. Cute and cuddly. Oh my God. St. Louis, thank you very much for tuning in. Algoma, Wisconsin, which is really North Wisconsin, north of Green Bay. Thank you very much for downloading the podcast. Sweet Home, Oregon. Willie, do you know where that's at?
Sweet Home, Oregon?
Yeah.
I can't say I do.
That is
it's
in Sweet Home,
north,
Alabama, Oregon.
East thank you. Of Eugene.
Okay.
I believe.
I go to Bend every year.
Okay.
I go there for a film festival every fall.
I'm pretty sure I have family in that area.
Springfield, Mass. And Richmond, Virginia. So thank you very much for tuning in on that. Of course, you can track us down, SiriusXM, Pandora, all podcast outlets. You can also email us, rockoflife23@gmail.com. And I appreciate you guys swinging by. And
hey, real quick, Randy. So I ran into somebody in my building who, you know, we kind of know from... I don't know, just loosely or whatever. And it turns out she's like cousins with the gal that I went to high school. And it's just weird. I just, small world,
small
right?
Small world.
Small world.
Yeah, shout out to Rita. And
Rita!
Annette. Lunette.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Did you turn her on to this?
Yeah, I told her, hey, check out the podcast. So
dude, absolutely, man.
It'll be her first session.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. And she's a neighbor?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Dude, that's super cool. Well, dude, bring her on if you want, man. That'd be kind of fun.
Shit, damn, that escalated quick.
I mean, if it's that cool.
No. Wait, like, is this like your third season of it all, or?
Yeah, third season. Like episode that. 50, by the way.
What?
Episode 50. So we're probably going to have to end the season somewhere along the lines. We just haven't gotten there yet. But mm-hmm. Yeah, season 3, episode 50.
It's like the never-ending episode, never-ending season. Because
yeah, we just kept on going.
Like Grey's Anatomy.
This has been a long episode.
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yep. Yeah, I mentioned, same thing. Danny and I talked about Bran Arnold and obviously James Vanderbeek losing them to cancer this week. Mm-hmm. So super sad for anybody growing up. Obviously, that's a big deal. So,
super sad.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Dude. Well, guys, ladies, thank you very much, Isabel. So great to have you here. We missed you. It's been great to see you and spending time with you. And I know you'll be back here in a couple months for the girls, so be exciting. And so, guys, happy Valentine's Day. Hope everybody has a good time.
Whatever.
Danny, and I hope you enjoy
whatever,
cooking.
You're going to get some genital networking going on. I know you.
What? Genital networking. What? I love that.
Dude, you come over. I learned so much shit on these sessions.
T-shirts.
I know, right? Oh. Genital networking
Danny's got somebody on the hotline bling over there. I'm not worried at all.
I've been genital networking ever since 1975.
Oh, my God.
Jesus, take the wheel.
This has been Randy's Rock of Life podcast. Sorry you're not smart enough for listening, but don't worry, we're all special, says our moms. Check us out on all podcast outlets.